And I'm going to get 30 lashes now. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Don, you mind getting that door there? Okay, no, Lee's getting it. Okay, here comes Larry. I think we need to have Larry up first and welcome everybody. Is that the way you'd like to do it, Larry? Okay, well, I just did, because Larry Okerson kept pushing me to get up here right now, you know, so I did. Hey, welcome everybody to the NFL, Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. Over the years, the NFL, obviously, you know what the true meaning, and not the true meaning, but most recognized National Football League, we've had several NFL players that came to the meeting accidentally because they thought it was going to be some kind of big meeting for the NFL, but ended up giving their testimonies, which were very good, and I remember every one of them. I'm Stacy Burton, been coming to the meeting now 25 years, blessed to have been introduced to it by Larry, and Larry Schrader and Hines have, I'd say, taken me under their wing over the years and introduced me to different programs and different situations, which really made me grow in my spiritual walk. I thought I had one previously, but I didn't, till I got involved in coming here and going to the men's advance and getting involved in different churches with their programs. And it is just a learning process every day if you try to keep up with it every day. But the NFL was begun by Larry and Hines 35 years ago. That's quite a track. If God wasn't in it, it would not be lasting that long. There's no way. And we've all made good friends by coming here, and it's where businessmen give their Christian testimonies. And boy, every one of them is good. Some of them strikes each individual differently than it does you or me. And the person that's speaking that day usually has at least a word for every person here, but in particularly for special people who needed that special word. And you know who's the only person or only one that can do that. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what we would like to do, if we have any guest here who would like to, new guest who would like to introduce themselves and give a short introduction of who they are and what they do, and we'd like to have them stand up and do that for us. Anybody here? Great.
Hi, everybody. My name is Christopher Manza. I'm sure most of you know my father, Dan Manza.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I've been here. This is the first time I've heard about this. I knew you went to Wednesday luncheons for quite a while, but I didn't quite know that this is what it was, and this is pretty fantastic. I'm a production sound mixer for television and film. That's a fancy term for saying I'm that dude on the documentaries you see on PBS where the audio equipment and recording stuff is going on.
Great.
And I'm really excited to see what this group can do to help me on this spiritual journey.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you. Oh, yeah, right here.
Oh.
Please stand up. Testimony,
yes, sir. Spirituality. I'm very inspired by him and his dedication to doing for others. And we are kind of business associates. I am doing real estate development, and I also do advocacy for veterans and people with autism. And Gary and his partner here are amazingly dedicated to helping this very needful group of people. So I'm just here supporting. support and admiration. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Sure.
My name is Reverend Randall Johnson. I've been here before, gentlemen. It's been a long time. It's so good to see a lot of your faces. I'm a former United States Marine Vietnam veteran. I'm 100% disabled. I brought my lovely wife here, Lori Johnson.
Father, thank you for the opportunity to visit you and to be with you in this meeting. We just ask that you would be with every person here and keep them in your arms and lift them up for whatever cause or need that they have. And we ask for your blessings on those who are less that need you and need your help, and lift them up and praise them. And thank you for this food, Father, and bless it to our bodies as to your service. In your Son's precious name, amen. Now, the main man, Larry Schrader. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. You know, the idea that people will take care of things here at this luncheon is a good thing. Larry's encouragement for Stacy to get started, because it was exactly 12:10. That's where we kick it off. If it had been depending on me over the last several weeks, we would have been in real trouble. In fact, I think Hines probably got so stressed out that he had to go to the beach, because I wasn't here to do my part on the thing. The part that Stacy, I asked him, could he do the part that Hines usually does. I didn't know he was going to get up here and say something like Hines says about who pays for whose lunch. He took a little bit farther than I expected him to on that. Hines many times will say, well, if you point, then you have to pay for their lunch. And that's not a rule. That's Hines. Don't worry about pointing to somebody to make them get up and talk. You got that, Hines? So the idea that we meet here regularly, we've been doing it since 1985, not here at this restaurant. In fact, Stacy and his wife Jeannie was very instrumental in us starting the luncheon here. As we met here after Shoney's closed down, we didn't close them down, they closed down on Thursday after we had our meeting on Wednesday. But then we came here and had lunch in this room and decided it was good. In fact, they didn't have the doors up. They've done things to accommodate, like put the doors up. They put a clock in here for us. And we've been here every Wednesday. And when I'm not here, I miss it. And I'm sure you the same way if you are an attender that has been here many times. Brother Johnson, I'm disappointed that it's taken this long for you to get back around, but I understand. We are glad to have you, and we're glad for what you're doing. We need more men to step forward that understand what you explained a while ago. There are too many people in our government that feel like that because they are part of the group, that they have all the answers, and you got to conform to the group. Well, the scripture teaches me not to conform to the world, because we're new creatures once we accept Jesus Christ. And we have a mind and we have an ability, we have God-given talent that enables us to fulfill a role in God's plan. Thus, here we are today, and I'm believing that you'll hear something today that will resonate with you if you haven't already heard it. You could have already heard it from Stacy. But I was thinking on the way over here, Gary Pernice is speaking within a month of the time he spoke last time. That's never happened with the Norcross Fellowship luncheon. So, Gary, it must have been pretty special. I didn't have a CD.
It cost me more than usual.
I've always looked forward to hearing Gary, and I'm going to get right to it here in just a few minutes. In fact, I was thinking it would have probably been better just to have opened the meeting up and turn it over to Gary. You might have got it all in last time if we'd have done that. We used to do that with Linwood Maddox when we can. In fact, Larry Okeson encouraged us to not have a lot of talk when Linwood Maddox, my father-in-law, who is now gone on to be with the Lord, Larry encouraged us not to have any talk, but just let Linwood talk, because he could tell stories, and he was so instrumental in our life, my life particularly. As I thought about what to share this morning, I'll be real quick, Gary, so I'm going to turn it over to you just here in a few minutes. Ran across a quote from Joel Osteen. It says, "His grace doesn't mean he's going to remove the challenge. It doesn't mean the opposition is going to let up. It means he's going to increase your strength so it doesn't feel as difficult." And you know, over the last several weeks with this replacement knee surgery, I've had a lot of time to think and contemplate on things. And what I've determined is that this whole thing of my knee replacement had more than one benefit for me. In fact, day before yesterday, I went to rehab, and I told the lady there that was helping me with it that for the first day, I was glad that I had the knee surgery. Up until that time, the pain and everything was such that, man, I just didn't know. But that day, I got up, it felt strong, I felt like I could walk on it, and I remembered how many years I'd gone through knee pain because of the bone-on-bone situation I had from a high school football injury. As it turns out, I had surgery then, but the surgery then wasn't what surgery is today. We have so much to be thankful for. The advancement in the medical field, the technology that so many of us don't even know how to use. You know, I've got an iPhone, and I don't have any idea. I don't have the slightest idea of what all that thing will do. And if my son tries to explain it to me, it's over my head. I said, "Just fix it, Caleb." Because I can't remember that. And you know, most of the things that we do, we remember because we do it repetitively. That's one of the things that I hope everybody is doing and understanding, that being in God's Word provides something to give us guidance. It provides a connection where we can actually connect with God and get His direction, get peace. I had a situation about 9 days before I had surgery, October 14th when I had surgery. I met with a developer who had developed a big movie studio for the folks over in Covington, and he wanted me to be on his team, on the real estate team, because there's a lot of different development going to come about with that. So it was a terrific opportunity. And I said, "Well, BC, let me think about it and pray about it." A few days later, I called him. I said, "Yeah, I'll be part of that team." Well, as I expected to get up on my feet and going again after I got home from the hospital, I figured just 2 or 3 days, I'd be going again. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. In fact, I rushed it a little bit and caused more swelling in that, and actually took a few steps backward instead of forward. But so be it. We're kind of that way, aren't we? We want to go ahead and make it happen. Well, we've got to remember that it's easy to see it happen if God's involved with us. Because as we look at things, and like this group that I was agreeing to be part of, there were some elite real estate people on there. And for me to be invited to be part of it on the commercial side of things was a real compliment. And so after a few days, I said, "Yeah, that's right." But then the circumstances of me not recovering as quickly as I thought with this knee caused me to send an email to BC and said, "BC, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to do that." Because, see, I had anxiety going on within. And I felt like that I needed to hurry and get ready so I could help them. But it didn't happen. And, you know, as soon as I sent that email to BC, and he responded, "Thank you for being candid." Because I told him that I believe God gives us direction in so many different ways. And one of them is the circumstances. And I think the circumstance that I found myself in here enabled me to say no to that. And he encouraged me not to make it a final no, but to consider it down the road. And I feel peace about that, rather than making a commitment early on. Many times we look at those those opportunities and feel like that we've got to be involved in. In fact, let me read out Ecclesiastes real quick before I turn it over to Gary. Now this is Solomon talking, and I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. That's setting the goals and wanting to do like so-and-so's doing. This too is meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. As I thought about chasing after the wind, we have so much frustration going on in our lives many times because we can't make that thing happen. And we chase those things like chasing after the wind. We're never going to capture it, but we don't settle back and get God's direction as to what we've got to do to have the peace in our life. In fact, we can chase after the wind so much that what we're doing becomes meaningless. And when that happens in our life and we become meaningless, we're not fulfilling God's role for ourselves, but we are not fulfilling it on the impact we can have on others. So it goes beyond just our loss. It's the loss of God's plan being implemented in others' lives. I hope that today you will understand some things that perhaps you haven't even looked at from a certain point of view. One of the things I am trying to do more quickly is understand other people's point of view or look at things from a different viewpoint in order to consider it where I might not have considered it before. I know I was thinking about the idea that the government, part of the government, has got to have taken some of these billionaires' money. You know, tax that more and get more of it. And I was thinking, man, why don't you just get some of that billionaire's talent? Instead of the money, say, we need you to agree to spend time with these people that don't know how to do it. I thought, man, that accomplished so much. Because not only will they pour knowledge into those that do not have the knowledge, it'll create relationships. And they'll be so much better. We'll be so much better off as we're united like we should be. And you'll have respect for each other. And the idea that there are solutions that some people never see because they can't see it from the other person's viewpoint. Somebody that can see it from other person's viewpoint is Gary Pernice. He's our speaker today. And Gary Pernice is his executive... Oh, you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.